listening to South Florida's good news station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
You are the light.
Welcome today to Lifeline, brought to you by Bob Allen Ministries.
When the storms within us rage,
you are the lifeline.
You're the master of the waves. You are the lifeline, the mighty God who saves.
Here's your host, Bob Allen.
I want the absolute best Saturday you've ever had for you this morning. This is Landon, Bob's son. Good morning. Thank you for tuning in. This program is called Lifeline. It is just that. I'm going to give you an opportunity to get the lifeline of the blood of Jesus or the Holy Spirit flowing through you this morning if you'll listen and hearken into my words. I'm going to teach you straight from Scripture. Listen, while I'm on the air this morning, I'm going to give you a couple phone numbers to call in. Okay, I'm going to give you emails, and I'm going to give you a way to send your tithe or to send your donation or sow your seed to this ministry at the end. So pay attention at the end, and I will do that. But right now, we want to get to this teaching. There's a lot of meat in here. We're going to pray it in. I'm going to give you phone numbers. All right, so get ready. Get your pen and paper ready. I'll give you some numbers if you want to accept Christ. If along the lines of this teaching, you have a praise report, if you can say, Landon, what's your teaching? It's exactly what happened to me. I mean, we're just trying to glorify God. If there's something you feel like, if the Holy Spirit puts on your heart, man, call that and tell people. I want people to hear other people experiencing God. God is not dead. He is alive God. I experience him all the time, and I'm assuming there's other people out there that do. If that's it, let people hear the goodness of God. Let them know the glory of God. Because everybody thinks the preacher's just you know, whatever, telling them this, telling them. If they hear real folks, regular working people, they might even know you. They might recognize your voice. Man, it'll pump them up. They go, man, if that happened to her, it can happen to me. If that happened to him, that can happen to me. Okay? So the phone number here at the local station now, the phone number is 221-1100. 221-1100 to call for prayer, to call to accept Christ, or to give God the glory. That's the three purposes to call here. Now, out of town, 888-221. That's 888-221-8990. You got it? Local, 221-1100. Out of town, 888-221-8990. Now, pick us up right now. Anywhere, call somebody, say, turn on your laptop, turn on your desktop. Here's what we got. WCNO.com. Click on the official site. Bam, you're riding with us. All you got to do is click on live broadcast. It's that easy. WCNO official site, live broadcast. All right. If you miss us during the week, come back with the same thing and just click on demand. WCNO official site, bam, on demand. You can pick up, we've been on there for years. You can pick up teaching for however long you want to. Join me in prayer to God right now. Father God. Father God. We call you Father because we are the child reaching up with our hand, and you're going to grab it with your giant hand of power, and we know we're cool. We know you've got us, Dad. We trust you, Father. We need you to bring the word forth, Lord. Let this word come out of my mouth this morning unhindered. Do not let my flesh mind get in the way of anything you have to say. Do not let the devil interrupt in any way, static on the airwaves, bleeding through like we had before. We don't want any of that. We want nothing bleeding through here. We want this thing clean. We want people to hear your voice and to hear exactly what you have to say to your people. I'm just a mouthpiece. Use me mightily this morning, that people that hunger and thirst for your righteousness will be fed by your Spirit. We ask this, we trust this in faith. We know we have the petition in which we have put out there for you, Father, and we thank you graciously for your miraculous power through the Spirit that will help guide us this day. In Jesus' name, we give all praise, honor, thanks, worship, and glory to you, Father. In your name we pray. Amen. Now listen, we're going to rehash real quick for 1 second. Last week, okay, we started with Ephesians. We went to the beginning. And we talked about grace. And I told you that grace was the divine influence upon your heart. Grace is the unmerited favor of God. Everybody teaches unmerited favor. That's absolutely true. That's a great doctrine and a great teaching. In this particular text, if you research it one step further, it actually means not just the unmerited favor. I mean, you don't deserve this kind of favor from God, is what it's saying. Aside from what you've done or what your flesh has done, God gives you this favor. And the specific of this favor is that he's going to divinely, in other words, from the throne room of heaven, he's going to divinely intervene on your behalf and give you a new influence upon your heart. Instead of your heart being influenced by all the natural things and things you've learned since childbirth, he's going to give you a brand new spiritual influence to guide you and teach you in this world by himself personally. Hold that thought. We're going to get this phone call. Praise God. Good morning. Thank you for calling Lifeline.
Yes, my name is Andrea Masala.
Yes, ma'am.
And I would like to accept Jesus in my life.
Amen. See, the Spirit works, folks. God is so powerful. That's great. God put that on your heart this morning, didn't he?
Yes, he did. And also, I want to try and find a church where I live.
Praise God. What town are you in?
I live in St. Lucie West, and I do not drive.
Okay, that's no problem. Nothing's too big for God. That is not a problem. Nothing is too big for God. Do you have a computer?
Nope.
Okay.
No, I don't.
All right. I need to be able to get in touch with you outside of here. So, did you get her phone number? Okay. I have a phone number on you, huh?
A phone number?
I have your phone number. With your permission, can I contact you later to help you get the right church? Okay. Okay.
Sure.
All right. Well, let's go ahead and handle the business of getting you on board with Christ and full of the Holy Spirit so you can start walking in faith and not by your natural senses. Okay?
Yes.
Now, you say your name was Andrea?
Yes.
Okay. Father God, there is nothing more precious than this. We thank you so much from the depths of our being that you would move by your Spirit upon this Andrea and have her call. Miss Andrea wants you this morning, Lord. She called and she said the words, I want to accept Jesus Christ as my Savior. Correct, Andrea?
That's correct.
Awesome. Now, here's what we're going to ask you, Father God. Not only will you give her Christ, that means she's washed in the blood of Christ. Christ hung on that cross. His blood was shed for you, Andrea. It covered your sins. So from this moment on, when we hang up, don't look back at your sins anymore. They're covered under the blood. Don't visit them. Don't think about them.
No, I won't.
Okay, now I want to take you one step further. So many people accept Christ and stop right there. When you do that, what happens is you are now sealed with what the Bible calls the Spirit of promise. He promises to keep you, guide you, and to take you to heaven when he comes back because you're sealed and you're his. But now you need some power to overcome this natural world with the Spirit of God, and that's called being born again. So we're going to ask you if you'd like to accept God's Spirit in you to now train you like a baby brand new in the Spirit instead of in the natural.
Yes, I do.
Absolutely perfect. Father God.
You gave me I got the chills.
No, that's good. Listen, God's going to do a work in you. Whatever you got, if you got problems, you got health problems, they're going to go away. The Spirit is what sustains us and overcomes everything in this natural world. So many people come to Christ, but then they just stay natural, even though they're sealed for the day when he comes back. They never take on the spiritual nature and begin to be nurtured in the things of God by the Spirit and grow in the Spirit. So just like you were born naturally, you've got to now, you just accepted the Spirit. Father, place the Holy Ghost in her. Place your Holy Spirit in her. Come in her mightily. She asked to accept your Spirit. Put that seed, the same one that birthed Christ out of Mary, put the seed in her now and let her begin to hear your voice. Open her eyes of understanding to the Scriptures that she may understand them now because she'll have spiritual discernment. The things of this natural world, pay attention, Andrea, the things of this natural world, you will no longer look at them the way you've been looking at them. You'll look at them and you will ask God, Lord, what are you showing me in the Spirit? What do you want me to say? And how do you want me to move forward in this? You're going to start communicating with him by the Spirit that you've just received. You understand?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Father, we thank you for empowering her, coming upon her with your Holy Ghost, that now she has the Spirit of God, the same nature Jesus had when he walked here, in her. We're going to teach her and train her in that so that she can start as a baby in the Spirit and become a young woman in the Spirit and then become a powerhouse woman of God in the Spirit. We thank you, Lord, that you've heard our prayers this morning. We praise you, Lord. We praise your name forevermore, that you have changed the course of her life from this day forward. She's no longer a natural woman, but a powerful woman of God. We thank you that you've heard our prayers, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Do you agree with everything I've said?
Yes, I do.
Praise God. Now, listen. When we hang up, please listen to everything I have to say in this teaching this morning. And from now on, you are now a child of God. So you need to worship and you need to praise your Father continually, because that's what draws you near and lets him come upon you. So you got to get in your word, because he's going to teach you a new language. Okay, God calls it an elegance of language, but you have to get in the word. The word is the elegance of language. It's what gets you into another dimension besides the one you've been living in.
Okay.
Do you understand what I said?
Yes, I do.
Okay, listen. Because you do not have internet, I have your number. I will contact you later, and we will talk. I'll help you further in this, and I'll help you find the right church.
Okay, thank
Deal?
You.
My name is Landon, so when I call you and say, this is Landon, you're going to know it's me, okay?
Landon, okay.
Yeah. Sure. Hey, I love you. Listen, you made my day. No matter what happens today, I am good, man. This is the best Saturday in a long time. I thank you and praise you, woman of God.
Thank you. I give it back to you, too.
Welcome into the kingdom of God. All right, listen, I'm going to call you later on. I have to work today, so I don't know what time I'll call you, but I will call you, okay?
All right, I'll have my phone on.
All right, praise you. Thanks so much, man. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. God bless you.
Oh, always. God bless you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Man, that's unreal. That's the way to start the day, man. I don't know what I'm going to teach. It don't even matter now. You see how it works? It's that simple. It's that simple. Here's the first thing you got to do. You got to make a conscious decision. You have to decide, I'm going in today. I'm jumping in the throne room of God. I'm tired of this natural world messing me up. I'm tired of my sicknesses. I'm tired of my... But you don't understand, Landon. I've had this since I was a child. That doesn't matter. Nothing is impossible with God. God knew you before you were formed in your mother's womb. Do you not think he has provisions to take care of your problem? You're looking at things in the natural when you have to start getting out of the natural and look at things in the spiritual. You understand? Okay, listen. Ephesians. Paul said this, and this is the same thing. Andrea, the girl I just talked to, this is going to apply to you, lady. This is right up your alley this morning. Paul said, listen, man, after I heard of your faith, see, that's what just happened to Andrea. She just got faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. Now she has love into everybody else that has faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. That's what Paul says. We're going to go to Ephesians. Go to Ephesians chapter 1, go to verse 15. He said, now that I've heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus Christ and your love to all the other people that have the faith in Lord Jesus Christ, Paul said, listen, man, I'm not going to cease to give thanks for you. I cease not to give thanks for you, and I'll make mention of you in my personal prayer time. Andrea, I will do that for you. In the next 7 days, I commit to every day when I pray, say, Lord, teach Andrea. Lord, empower her in your spirit. That's what I'll do for you in the next 7 days. I give you my word before everybody listen and God Almighty. So Paul said this to this particular church. He said, look, I cease not to give thanks for you, and I make mention of you in my prayers. Why? Because he now heard they have faith in the Lord Jesus. Before this, it would have done him no good. Okay, to make mention and to pray for them, they didn't have the seed in them that God could now develop. So now that they've accepted Christ and the Holy Spirit's moved in them, I like to call him Holy Ghost. I'm an old-fashioned dude. So the Holy Ghost has moved in them, and they can start to develop as a spiritual person, not just a natural person. So the Spirit will rise up stronger than the natural, and they'll start walking by faith and not by the natural vision. Do you understand? So now, verse 17 says, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ... Now, this is powerful now. This is the God of our Lord Jesus Christ. This is the deity. This is the divinity. It's called the supreme divinity, the magistrate, the king of all kings, the Lord of all lords, okay, will give unto you. And this is what I'm praying for every single person in the sound of my voice today. This is what we're talking about. The God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. Now, notice he doesn't say he's going to give unto you wisdom. He says, I'm going to give unto you the spirit of wisdom. The spirit of wisdom is the breath or breeze from God, the supernatural breath of God, so that you have spiritual wisdom. Hold on to that thought, because I want you to get spiritual wisdom, not natural wisdom today. Good morning. Thank you for calling Lifeline.
Yes, good morning. This is Sister Sharon calling from Port St. Lucie.
Good morning.
I just wanted to, good morning. How are you?
Oh, man, I couldn't get any better. What are you talking about, Sharon?
I heard it, and I'm going to say congratulations to Andrew. She is my new sister in the Lord, in the name of Jesus. There's many more people out there. We want more brothers and sisters to join us in the family of God. Please, if you hear our voices, you hear Evangelist Landon, hallelujah, come to Christ, come to Jesus. He's the only answer for you and me. There's no other way. You can fill that void with drugs, alcohol, sex, but they will not fulfill you until you fill that void with Christ Jesus. He's the only answer for us all. No matter
praise
where you
God.
Are, he's the only one. God bless you. Have a blessed day.
Sister Sharon, you know I love you so much, man. Thank you so much. That's perfect. Praise you. All right. I'll talk to you soon.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Bye. Hey, that's awesome. That's awesome. Listen, that sister been riding me a long time. We are tight. We are brother and sister like nobody else, man. She is awesome. And do you hear that, Andrea? Now, she's got your back. Now, you know now that you just got into a family that you've never been in before. Not only am I praying for you, Sister Sharon's interceding for you right as this second, this woman of God is battling demons. She's battling things that have been on you your whole life. She's taking care of business for you in the kingdom. This is what happens when you come to Christ. The spirit that I'm teaching you about, this spirit of wisdom that I just talked about, the spirit of wisdom gave it to her to actually do that. See, the spirit of wisdom will move upon you. You don't need the worldly wisdom. The worldly wisdom's got you where you are. Okay? You need the spirit, which in the Bible, we're going to talk about that right now real quick. It says breath or breeze, superhuman. So you need the breath of God supernaturally to give you wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. This is what this means. The revelation you're going to get is God's going to disclose or manifest, okay? He's going to disclose or manifest full discernment of spiritual things of him. So all this time, people read their word. Listen, you can read your word as a natural man or a natural woman. You're going to get something out of it. The Bible is going to do something to you no matter what, but you'll never have the revelation. The lid will not be removed, and he's not going to disclose the deep things of God to you because your natural mind cannot handle it. It's not equipped to understand the deep things of God. But if you accept Christ, then Paul says, listen, I'm going to pray that the Father of glory may give unto you now spiritual wisdom. And he's going to disclose himself to you in the full discernment of him. You'll be able to now, what that means, to discern something is to be able to pick it apart with true understanding. So you'll now be able to read your word and pick apart with true understanding based on the Holy Ghost in you giving you this. Last week, I taught you grace. Grace means unmerited favor. We all hear that taught, and that's absolutely true. But if you dig into it deeper in this particular text in Ephesians, it says specifically, and it says that word. It actually says the word specifically when you look it up. It says specifically the divine influence upon your heart. What does that mean? No longer will I be influenced over the ribs that I have to eat, the honey bun I have to eat, the cigarette I have to smoke, the beer I have to have on the way home, the sex drive that I have. That's natural influences upon your heart. He says, no, forget those natural influences upon your heart. I want to give you today, through Jesus Christ and the Holy Ghost, God says, grace. If you accept my son Jesus, I'll give you grace. Andrea, you now have grace. Grace is the divine influence upon your heart. So now when you start to think of something, make a decision in your course of your day, stop for a minute. Because now that you have the Holy Ghost in you, you have a divine influence from God. So your heart will now be influenced by the Master. Your heart will now be influenced by God Almighty, if you'll heed to his voice. If you go back to Deuteronomy 28, it says, all these blessings, all these things shall come upon you if you hearken diligently. That means constantly aware of the voice of the Lord your God to observe, listen to this, to observe and to do those things whatsoever he saith to you. See, you can't, normal people don't understand this. Let me say this statement. I heard another preacher say this. This is so true. The Bible does not make sense. It's designed to make faith. So once you come into the kingdom and you have the understanding of what I just said to you, it will start making faith because you'll start hearing the voice of God in you. At first, your nature is going to rise up. Your natural senses, your taste, touch, smell, and all, it's going to rise up. And it's going to start to reason in your mind. And it's going to go, wait a minute. I never heard that voice before. What is that? Am I tripping? Am I making up stuff? Am I getting weird? Am I flaking out? No! If you've accepted Jesus and if you've allowed the Holy Spirit to come in you, if you said, bore me again, Lord, make me over brand new. I want a brand new birth in your spirit, that I'll be born a spiritual baby and I'll develop myself through your word until I become a spiritual giant. And I'll take care of things in your kingdom. Okay? Now, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, and that's what they call that. I'm not even going to break this verse down. That's what I just explained it to you. Now, the eyes of your understanding. Your understanding is your deepest thoughts. It's your imagination. See, this is why the devil has so many things to entice our imagination. TV shows are designed to entice and capture your imagination. Because if you ever got a hold of the Holy Ghost and you use your deepest thoughts and your imagination lined up with the divine influence upon your heart from God, nothing, let me say this again, nothing would be impossible for you. Any sickness, any disease, anything that's attacked your body or anybody in your direct family, you would now have understanding and empowerment to handle it. Paul says, I want the eyes of your understanding enlightened. That means I'm going to pray for God that he will open up your imagination to the deepest thoughts of God and that he will give you the enlightenment. He will illuminate and shine it like a bright ray so that you will know. What did I say? No. Guess? No. You will know, K-N-O-W, you will know what is the hope of his calling and what is the riches of the glory of the inheritance in the saints. That's a mouthful. Listen to me. What is the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints? Andrea, who called here, is now considered a saint of God. A saint of God means somebody who's made a mental, they've made a decision. She said, I decided this morning enough's enough. I'm going to consecrate myself to the most holy one, God Almighty. That's what you call a saint. Somebody who made a decision to give themselves to God. Okay? Now that you've done that, okay, the Bible says this. Paul says that the riches of the glory of the inheritance be to you. Check this out. I'm going to break this down real quick because I want to get to the meat of this thing, which is down in verse 21. So he says, and what is the exceeding greatness? This is the magnitude now. So he's going to give you the magnitude of his power, which is a Greek word called dunamis, where we get our word called dynamite. So I don't think I need to explain that. God's power is better than dynamite. That's really what that's saying. I can break it down all technical and all. We don't need to. Dynamite's powerful. So you understand. You understand. This is the greatness of God's power. To who? Verse 19 says, and what is the exceeding greatness? It's more than greatness you can comprehend in your natural mind. Of his power, dynamite, man. That Holy Ghost is explosive in your life. He'll crush sickness in your life. To usward who believe. Now, who's this for? Who's this for? It's for usward who believe. This is us, are, or we who believe. What does that mean? Have faith. This is not people living by sense. Get out of your head. I don't want to hear, oh, but the doctor said. No. That's in your head, man. He said, according to the working of his mighty dominion and his mighty strength, which he wrought in Christ when he raised him from the dead. So here's what we got. We have this riches of the glory of the inheritance to the saints. What is that richness? That richness is this exceeding great dynamite power to usward who believe in God. And the best news is it's not according to anything you can say or do or announce your power. It's according to the working of his mighty dominion and his mighty strength. So what is your responsibility? You need to be caught or considered in the verse 119 of Ephesians where it says, what is the exceeding greatness of God's power to usward who believe? You need to be the one who believes. God says, that's all I'm asking of you. If you'll be considered the one that when the verse says his power is to usward who believe, you need to be in that category of the uswards who believe. Because if you'll do that, then you don't have to worry. It will be according to. In other words, God said so. He established it. It goes out to the uttermost parts of the earth that God's mighty power will do this on your behalf. Now, let's back up. I told you I wouldn't miss this. What is the richness of the glory of the inheritance to the saints? Here's what this means. It's the wealth or the abundance of your honor, praise, and worship. That's what glory means. So he's saying, I have unreal wealth and abundance to you who honor me, praise me, and worship me, and this is of the inheritance to the saints. Now, we talked about saints. Those are those who've made a decision to follow Christ. I'm going to morally consecrate myself to the Holy Spirit and go by his teaching and lead by his voice and live by his guidance. That's what grace is. The divine influence will now be upon my heart. I will no longer listen to my heart in the natural lust, but I'll listen to the voice of God, and I'll let him divinely influence me, and I'll move, and I'll speak, and I'll pray, and I'll talk to people as that voice or that spirit guides me by his divine influence. Now, the riches or the very vast wealth or vast abundance of the glory. So the glory is honor, praise, and worship. So while you're honoring God, while you're praising God, while you're worshiping God, this could be in church as collective worship, or this could be you worshiping in the spirit by listening to that divine influence and doing what it tells you. He says, this is the inheritance to the saints. Inheritance means heirship or possession. You inherit this. This is you, Andrea. You now are an heirship. That means you're the true son and true daughter. You rightfully own this. The devil can't come steal this because you're the heir of this. Ready? He wrought this in Christ when he raised him from the dead. That means that he made this active and effective. If Christ wouldn't have rose from that grave on the third day, there'd be nothing to talk about today. I would not be here. But when he did, it told every single thing in the universe, hey, man, back up. This is the real deal. He just conquered death, hell, and the grave, the three things we fear the most. He rose above every natural power. Hear me. Every natural power and every natural principle that's established in this life. I don't care what you call it or what name it has. Then he says he set him at his own right hand in heavenly places. Ready? Here's the meat of the sermon this morning. Ephesians 1:21. Make a mark of it and go read it 100 times today. You got to get this. He says, far above. Now, how much above is he? Far above all. How much is all? Ask yourself that. How much is all? He put him far above all principality, power, and might, and dominion, and every name that is named. Is sickness a name? Yes, it is. Is liver cancer a name? Yes, it is. Is a heart attack a name? Yes, it is. Is poverty a name? Yes, it is. I don't care what your problem is. Christ has put, God raised him up and put him at the right hand in heavenly places. He gave you the exceeding greatness of his power, I just told you, in verse 19, towards usward who believe according to his power. You can't fail. It's not according to your power. It's according to your belief done by his power. You got to get that. Far above all principality, this is principles. This is chief people that operate things in this world. This is power, is jurisdiction, delegation, and might. That's that dynamite we talked about, super strength, and dominion. Everything that dominates or governs this world, and every name that's named in this world, and that which is to come. That's what you have. You're the rightful heir. You're the inheritance of the riches of the glory, the worship and praise. The inheritance is yours, and he put Christ over all principalities, all powers, all mights, all dominions. So you know what? Jump in faith and start ruling your life. Start ruling all principalities. Start ruling all powers. Start ruling all mights. Start ruling all dominions and have authority over every name that's named. And Andrea, that's what you have. That's what you gain this morning. Praise God. Listen, contact me. I want to teach you this more. There's a lot of meat in here I didn't get to because of time. You need this teaching desperately. It'll change your life. TryLifeline@gmail.com. TryLifeline, TryLifeline @gmail.com. I'm begging you. I'm challenging you. Contact me. I'm serious. You get on that computer. You guys get on that stuff for all kind of foolishness. Why would you not get on here for free counsel? For good, godly counsel to empower you to overcome this world. TryLifeline@gmail.com. Send your seed. And I'm actually commanding that this week. I feel like I'm authority here in Christ this morning. I'm empowered by the Holy Ghost. You will send your seed to Lifeline. It sounded bold, but that's what happens, see? I'm not crazy, I'm bold. When you come to Christ, boldness comes upon you by the Spirit. Send your seed to Lifeline Box 1603, Jensen Beach, Florida, 34958. Sow into this ministry. Send a tithe check. Send a seed. Send 10. Send 100. Send 10,000. Whatever you want to do, we'll pray over it. God will bless you for entrusting him with your money. Not us. We're not going to use it foolishly, but you're giving it to him. gmail.com. Send your seed to Lifeline Box 1603, Jensen Beach, 34958. God bless you this week.
Generous gift of support. To support this ministry, please send your gifts to Lifeline, P.O. Box 1603, Jensen Beach, Florida, 34958. To contact Dr. Allen, the email address is trylifeline@gmail.com. Thank you for listening, and join us next week at the same time for Lifeline.